Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
Indeed, it's a joy to be in the Lord's presence.
我哋能够喺主面前嚟去聚集，我哋实在系充满喜乐。
And to be able to gather together with you.
同样今日能够与众圣徒、众弟兄姊妹一同嘅相聚，同样系非常之喜乐。
We truly are a blessed people.
我哋实在系被祝福嘅一群。
Let's look at a couple of scriptures this morning.
今天早上愿意我哋一同嘅嚟读几处嘅经文。
I want to start by looking at a passage from Colossians chapter 3.
头一段经文系喺哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 through 3.
哥罗西书第三章第一至第三节。
Will you please turn in your Bibles to that passage?
请打开圣经嚟去睇呢节嘅经文。
Colossians 3, verse 1.
哥罗西书第三章第一节。
If then you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ.
第一至第三节，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事。那里有基督坐在神的右边，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神的里面。
And then the next passage I like us to take a look at is First John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17.
下一处经文是记载在约翰一书第二章第十五到第十七节。
And that reads, Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away, and also its lust. But the one who does the will of God abides forever.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，一就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Let's just take another moment and turn our eyes and our hearts up unto the Lord.
我哋用少少嘅时间，将我哋眼目、我哋嘅心思嚟去转向我哋嘅主。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your encouragement to us.
天父，我哋感谢你俾我哋嘅勉励。
That you have called us out of darkness into your Son's beloved kingdom.
主，你系从黑暗里面拯救我哋出嚟。进入你爱子嘅国度里面
，that we may be able to come and know you，
使我哋能够嚟到认识你。
Through your words，
藉住你嘅话。
Through the life that you have placed within us，
藉住你放喺我哋里面嘅生命。
And really ultimately through the work of our Lord Jesus Christ，
系藉住主耶稣嘅工作。
And we want to commit ourselves unto you this morning.
今天早上愿意将我哋自己交喺你嘅手上面。
The speaking and the hearing of your word.
无论系讲嘅，听嘅。
That it would be something that is effectual and something that could be of purpose for you.
使呢一啲话喺我哋身上面都有功效，能够系为着你嘅旨意嚟去得到成就。
So give us that right heart and that right spirit.
主，求你将呢一个適當的心思靈是放在我們心中
That we may be people who could draw close to you
使我們能夠成為一班能夠親近你的人
In Jesus Christ's name we pray
祈禱是奉耶穌基督的名求
Amen This morning as I was waiting upon the Lord and really these past few weeks as I was waiting upon the Lord
今天早上和過去幾個星期當我在主面前等候的時候
In regards as far as what it is that I can share with the assembly, the words that the Lord gives to me is arise.
咁当我嚟喺主面前等候，咁我有啲咩话，主有咩话要同教会讲咧？
That is that we would really take hold of this reality that we are a people who have the Lord's risen life within us.
主就俾咗呢一个负担我，就系要我哋嚟看见嗰一个嘅实际，就系有主呢一个复活嘅生命喺我里面。
All throughout the Word of God, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, there is this word arise.
咁喺圣经里面，无论喺旧约、新约，都有一个字，就系讲到要起嚟。
And it was given to the patriarchs, the judges, the prophets, the kings, the disciples.
咁呢一个要起嚟呢一个字，系向嗰啲先祖嚟去讲，系向嗰啲士师嚟去讲，亦都向旧约里面好多唔同嘅角色嚟去讲。
And it was even given to those who were dead.
甚至向嗰啲死人都系咁样讲。
Not unlike us.
同我哋唔一样。
Not physically dead, but spiritually dead.
对嗰一啲可能肉身冇死，但系灵已经死嘅人嚟讲。
And just as our Lord is a risen Lord, so He would want us to have His risen life.
同样我哋嘅主系嗰一位已经复活、已经升天嘅主。同样，今日主希望我哋。活嘅系一个复活嘅生命。
It is a life that overcomes all the matters of this world.
呢一个复活嘅生命系胜过地上一切所发生嘅事情。
Even all those beautiful and wonderful things that we are blessed with and that we treasure.
甚至嗰一啲我哋好蒙福得着好多地上嘅好处。
But if we're not careful, we know that these treasures can become idols. In our lives.
但系我哋晓得，若果我哋唔小心嘅话，呢一啲咁多嘅福乐好容易成为我哋生命里面嘅偶像。
And then we will soon be off course. We will soon be in a direction away from where our God would want us to be.
若果我哋唔小心嘅话，我哋好容易就走差咗嗰条路，离开咗主。
And I would even say shortly, if not eventually, for sure, we will be.Those who are disappointed and dissatisfied.
当我们若果来去走差这条路很快的我们就会感到失望我们感到沮丧。
And even worse, be those who are burdened and live a life of anxiety and emptiness, hopelessness.
甚至我们活在一个绝望的境况活在一个重担的担子里面。
The Lord wants to give us something so much better.
但系我哋晓得，主希望我哋所得着嘅系比呢一切更加好嘅。
But we will only find that if we do, just as we were encouraged in what we read from the book of Colossians.
但系唯有我哋作头先我哋喺哥罗西书所读到主鼓励我哋所作嘅。
Look to that which is above.
就系要去求上面嘅事。
Seek out the will and the heart of the Lord.
就是要去思念上面的事来去寻找认识神的心意。
We would be people who would learn to surrender and even deny ourselves.
叫我们作一群愿意来去舍己来去顺服在神的旨意里面的那一班人。
And people who would learn to walk in obedience to the Holy Spirit.
亦都作为那一班愿意顺服圣灵带领的那一班人。
And the thought that the Lord places on my heart is we live in these days, in this time, this very peculiar time.
咁主在我心里面有一个心思就是特别我们现今活在这个世代很多很奇怪的事情都在发生的时候。
Is that we would not be a people who would let our guard down.
就是叫我们不要作一班不警醒的人。
As we consider about how it is that we are returning to some sense of normalcy before the pandemic.
当我们好像慢慢渐渐回到疫情之前那一个的正常的时候。
It is easy, it is natural for us to just think of returning to how things were before.
咁我哋好容易以为我哋就係需要 回到疫情之前所作的事情。
Just looking around, you would almost think we were there.
咁我哋周圍嚟去睇一睇，好似我哋好快翻返去從前嗰一個正常啦。
Kids are back at school.
咁我哋啲小朋友都翻返學。
Many are back at work, not all, but I can sure tell by there's a little bit more traffic on the roads.
咁我喺公路上我都見到，相信一部分人都慢慢翻返公司。
And we're also so blessed to be able to meet together and gather together here in this household, in this building.
咁我哋亦都好蒙福嘅，能夠喺呢一座嘅呢一處嘅地方，一同嘅嚟去相聚，一同嘅嚟去敬拜。
So it's so easy to let our guards down.
但係呢一切令我哋好容易嘅，就落喺一個唔警醒嘅狀況裡面。
And then compounding that is that we're coming to the end of the year.
咁更加嚴重嘅就係我哋嚟到年尾啦。
It's a time when we naturally begin to wind down.
咁嚟到年尾嘅時候，咁我哋好多時都開始慢落嚟。
As we finish up the calendar year, the financial year, the school year, the work year, projects are completed, we begin to look forward to that time when we will be able to rest because it is finished.
咁當我哋嚟到年尾嘅時候，學年完結啦，呢一個做工公司裏面嗰啲唔同計劃開始做完啦，或者嗰一啲財務嘅嗰一年又完結啦，咁所以我哋嚟去期待有一個休息嘅時段。
So we as a people let out our breaths and just am able to relax from all the labor and work from this past year.
咁我哋就開始嚟去放鬆，嚟去休息，嚟去放低我哋嗰個警懈性。
And then we do all those good things, all those enjoyable things in life.
咁我哋亦都嚟去做一啲可以享受嘅事情。
You spend time with family and friends, or you go out and you travel, entertainment, dining, shopping.
可能我哋嚟去同啲親戚朋友嚟去相聚，或者我哋去旅行度假，或者我哋嚟去吃喝玩樂。
These are the matters that fill our minds, maybe even our hearts, especially at this end time of the year.
咁可能就係因著呢一啲嘅事情，喺年尾呢段時間就充滿咗我哋嘅心思意念。
And the Lord gives us all these things to be able to enjoy.
實在主亦都好有恩典，係賜呢一切俾我哋嚟去享用。
But we have to be careful that we don't become overly preoccupied and overly focused on these matters.
但係我哋實在要好小心，唔好被呢一啲嘅吃喝玩樂嘅事情嚟去充滿我哋嘅心思。
And we lose sight of what it is that the Lord would really have for us.
卻係使我哋忘記咗，亦都失去咗個焦點，看見主要我哋所看見嘅事情。
Now there are a lot of natural things that we can do.
咁好天然嘅，有好多事情我哋可以去做。
And we have natural feelings and natural responses, natural tendencies.
咁我哋亦都有好多天然嘅習慣。 有啲天然嘅性情，有好多天然嘅回應。
But we also know that outside of God, we are going to naturally die.
但係我哋曉得喺神以外，我哋亦都喺天然裏面日日嘅嚟去向死亡嚟去進發。
The Lord's call to us is to be supernatural, to rise above that which is just natural.
但係神喺我哋心裏面嘅旨意，就係要我哋超越呢一個天然。
He wants us to tap into the spiritual.
神嘅心意係要我哋能夠跟住個靈嚟去活。
Because he has made his body, soul, and spirit.
因為神做人係做靈，亦都做魂。
And it's so easy to just focus on the body and the soul.
我哋好容易活喺呢個地上，就係集中喺呢一個身體同埋魂。
And relegate that which is spiritual to the last place.
卻係將靈放喺最後嘅一位上面。
But it's through the spirit by which we are able to know the eternal and living God.
但係唯有藉著靈。 我哋只能夠認識呢一個永遠嘅神。
So this is the danger that we face in this season, in this time.
所以實在喺呢一個年尾嘅日子，我哋就面對呢一個危險。
That we as believers would just do that which is natural in our flesh.
就係我哋作為一班屬神嘅子民，我哋做一啲嚟去屬肉體嘅事情。
That we would just relax and go back to those things that were normal.
我哋就係放鬆我哋自己。我们选择做一些世界以为正常的事情。
Or that we go back to those things that are most comfortable, that where we can rest.
或者我们就是放松我们自己做一些我们以为是舒服的事情。
I want to look at the three passages this morning.
今天早上愿意跟大家来去分享三处的经文。
That gives us encouragement as far as how it is that we can arise.
咁呢三处嘅经文，实在希望能够鼓励勉励我哋，能够起嚟嚟去过呢一个复活嘅生命。
How we can arise in the midst of different circumstances and even certain emotions that we may feel.
就系即使我哋无论活喺咩嘅境况，我哋心思里面有啲咩嘅。
The first account comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17.
第一处经文是记载在马太福音第十七章。
It is the, what is called the Transfiguration account.
在那里就是看见主耶稣在那里变像。
I'm just going to read just three verses from this account.
我在这里读几处经节。
Matthew chapter 17, verses 5 through 7.
马太福音第十七章第五到第七节。
While he was still speaking, that is Peter, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased, listen to him. And when the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were much afraid. And Jesus came to them and touched them and said,Arise and do not be afraid.
说话之间，就是彼得嗰度说话，忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩里出来，说：这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。门徒听见就俯伏在地，极其害怕。耶稣进前来摸他们，说：起来，不要害怕。
There's going to be times in our lives.When we're gripped with fear.
在我们的生活里面，有很多时候我们要面对惧怕。
For all of us, it may be something that is different that makes us fearful.
对于不同的人，可能有不同的事情使你惧怕。
Some are afraid of the outdoors.Some are afraid of wild animals. Some people are afraid of the dark. Some people are afraid to be alone.
咁有啲人可能害怕外面嘅环境，有啲人害怕一啲嘅动物，有啲人害怕黑暗，有啲人害怕孤单。
We all have different fears.
咁每个人都有唔同嘅惧怕。
But one fear that we all have in common is really that fear when we will see the Lord in all his glory, in all his righteousness and holiness.
这个惧怕就是当我们来去面临这个荣耀神的面的时候，那个惧怕。
And I like to say that there is no greater fear than this fear.
容许我这样讲，我相信除了这个惧怕以外，没有其他的惧怕比这个的惧怕更加大。
We can bottle up all these other fears that we may have and package them together, and they will just be a small part of what that fear will be like when we come in the presence of the Almighty Living God.
我们可以将所有刚才所举例的惧怕包装在一起，但是这个惧怕比起这个人 喺呢一个荣耀嘅神面前嗰个惧怕系冇得比嘅。
And we see the Lord's holiness and His righteousness and His perfection.
啊，我哋喺嗰一度嚟去见到主啊嗰一个荣耀、嗰个圣洁、嗰个完美。
How much He loves us, how wise He is, and all that He has done for us.
我哋喺嗰度嚟去见到啊主系何等嘅有智慧。啊、主是何等的充满慈爱、啊、主为我们所作的是何等的伟大。
And we will also see how far we have fallen short of him.、
啊、当我们在那一道去 面对我们的主的时候，我们也看到、啊、我们是何等的去亏缺了他的荣耀。
How we are a people of unclean lips, of unclean hearts, just like the prophet Isaiah expressed.、
啊就好似先知以赛一样咁样讲，我哋系不洁嘅嘴唇，我哋系不洁嘅子民。
So this fear that the disciples Peter, James, and John had when the Lord took them up to the mountain to reveal Himself and really that glimpse of His glory.
所以就是当彼得、约翰和雅各来到这个变化山上面来去见到主在那里来去变象的时候，
This is really a fear that sums up all fears that we could ever have.
他们所经历的惧怕是比起地上所有的惧怕是更加大的。
And when they heard the voice of God coming through the clouds,saying, "This is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Their response was, they were awestruck and they fell to their faces in fear.
当他们来去听到天上面的声音来去讲，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。之后，他们的回应就是俯伏在地，极其的害怕。
But the Lord does not leave his people there.
但是主没有容许他的门徒仍然在那个境况里面。
He comes to us, and he touches us, and he encourages us.
主是来到他的门徒身旁，去摸他们，也都鼓励他们。
And the word is to arise and do not be afraid.
他在那里来去安慰他们，向他们说，起来，不要害怕。
I mean, our initial reaction should just be like theirs.
当我们来去遇见神的时候，我们的回应应该同这班门徒的回应一样。
That we just fall in our faces.
我们实在要俯伏在地。
When we meet the Almighty God.
当我们来去遇见这一位全能的神的时候。
Or when we encounter some other situation that is too big, too difficult for us, our emotions take over.And we shrink back.
或者可能我哋面对一啲极其困难嘅情况，我哋唔知点样做，我哋被我哋嘅情绪嚟去操控。
And in one sense, that's okay. It's natural that we would want to shrink back and hide away when we're fearful.
当我哋活喺嗰个境况嘅时候，我哋想嚟去隐藏自己，我哋嚟去。害怕这些的回应是很天然的。
But the Lord reminds us and gives us that encouragement in the book of Colossians that our life is hidden with Christ.
但是主在哥罗西书那里来去提醒我们，我们的生命是藏在基督里面。
That's fine, that's okay to be fearful.
我们遇到这些的情况，我们感到害怕是正常的，是可以的。
It's okay to go hide away.
我们也都可以来去隐藏。
Hide away in Christ.
但我们需要藏在基督里面。
Because when we hide away in Christ, He will lift us up, He will touch us, He will encourage us.
因为当我们藏在基督里面的时候，主耶稣要来摸我们，主耶稣要来去将我们升高。
And He will tell us that we do not have to be afraid.
主也都要亲自的来去安慰我们，跟我们说，不要害怕。
I'm wondering how many of you paid attention to the news this past summer as far as what happened in Afghanistan?
不知道大家在过去这个的八月份有没有来去留意新闻，特别去留意 阿富汗所发生的事情。
Do many of you follow the world news and world events, current events?
在座当中有哪一个来去留意 世界所发生的新闻呢?
You know, America was in Afghanistan for 20 years.
大家晓得, 美国在阿富汗这个国家, 有20多年。
Since 2001.
自从2001年。
Right after 9/11.
就是在911事件之后。
And we went there to help establish a new government, a new regime, because the old regime had sheltered these terrorists.
美国就2001年来去进入这个国家，希望在那里建立一个新的政府，因为旧的政府就是在那里养那些恐怖分子。
And you know, we as a country spent so much time and so many resources over the past 20 years there.
过去20年，美国花了很多的费用，很多的物资、人力在那个国家里面。
And it was a very difficult, you might even say controversial decision. There's just a whole range of opinions as far as how the American government should handle that war, that 20-year war over in Afghanistan.
对于这个20年在阿富汗的战争，很多人有很多不同的意见。But
it became apparent that the Americans had to pull out at some point in time.
但是无论如何，很多人都同意美国是迟早都要离开这个阿富汗的地方。And
so that some point in time was this past August.
刚刚过去的8月,
so on August 30th, the Americans completed their withdrawal from Afghanistan.
8月30日，美军就完成了从阿富汗撤离这个事情。
But unfortunately, in that withdrawal process, the Taliban, the government that the Americans had basically toppled, was able to quickly come back in and take over.
但是很可惜的，就是在美军要撤离的时候，那个塔利班政权从前来去养活这些恐怖分子的那个政府，很快的就来去占据阿富汗这个国家。
The swiftness of the Taliban's takeover was something that was surprising to all.
这个塔利班政府能够这么快来去占据阿富汗这个地方，实在是令到很多地方的人来去惊讶。
How could the Afghani National Army and Police that the Americans had spent 20 years and billions of dollars investing in training fall so quickly?
为什么这个新的军队，就是美国花了20年很多的人力、物力、金钱来去训练的这个军队，为什么这么快就被这班敌军来去打败呢？
There was a quote by this retired lieutenant general. His name is Douglas Lute.
美国有一个上将叫General Douglas Lute, 他就这样说。And
he served there back in the, I believe around the 2006 to 2009 timeframe as the commander.
这个上将就在2006到2008在阿富汗。
So he was very familiar with what was going on over there.
他就很熟悉在那里实地的状况。
And he had this quote that really stuck in my mind.
他讲的这句话，我就特别的来去留意。
And he said, we provided equipment, we provided the best of training and so forth, but the one thing we could not provide the Afghani National Army and Police was the will to fight.
他就这样说，我们为着这班阿富汗人来去供应那些武器, 我哋亦都向佢哋供应最好嘅训练。啊，第一样嘢我哋唔能够向佢供应嘅，就系、是、嗰一个嚟去打仗嘅嗰个意志。
We could not provide the Afghani National Army and Police the will to fight.
我哋唔能够向呢一啲阿富汗嘅军队同埋警察嚟去供应嗰一个打仗嘅意志。
Many were trained to fight and stand up for this new life.
咁我哋系希望训练佢哋为着呢一个新嘅国家、新嘅生命嚟去起来嚟去征战。
But few had the will, few had the heart, few had the courage.
但系冇乜人有嗰个意志，冇乜人有嗰个心。冇乜人有嗰一个胆量。
Instead, they were content returning to their old life.
佢哋却系感到满足，希望翻去佢哋旧嗰个生命里面。
And they most likely had made deals, compromises with the enemy.
咁相信因着咁嘅缘故，佢哋就同呢一班旧嘅特拜班政府有嗰一个嘅妥协。
They were.Those who had basically thrown away all the training, all the resources, all the time that had been invested into them.
呢一班相信就係將美國20年呢一啲嘅人力、物力、金錢、訓練完全嚟去消耗。
Because they lacked the heart.
因為佢哋冇嗰個心思。
One might say they were afraid.
佢哋因着佢哋害怕。
This is the attitude that we must guard against spiritually.
今日我哋喺灵里面，我哋要好小心，唔好落喺呢一个嘅心态里面。
Because we have been on the Lord for so many years.
因为我哋喺主里面已经好多年日啦。
And as I look out at you, brothers and sisters.
当我今日嚟去看见坐喺我面前嘅弟兄姊妹。
I would say 95% of you have known the Lord more than 5 years, more than 10 years.
相信95%已经认识主多过五年，多过十年。
Actually, so many more years.
相信是比十年更加多。
How many meetings have we gone to?
我们去过听过几多嘅聚会呢？
How many messages have we heard?
我哋听过几多堂道呢？
How many conferences have we attended?
我哋去过几多嘅特别特会呢？
Has the word of God, has the love of God really set into our hearts?
但系神嘅爱有冇扎根喺我哋嘅心里面呢？
Such that we would be willing to move and act on what it is that the Lord has asked us to do.
神嘅爱有冇扎根喺我哋嘅心里面到一个地步使我哋能够起嚟嚟去为主嚟去而活呢？
Or are we those who so quickly and even so willingly give up all that the Lord has entrusted unto us in short notice, in short moment?
定係我哋好似呢一班阿富汗嘅军队咁好容易嘅好快速嘅就嚟去放弃嚟去将神所交托俾我哋嘅嚟去放弃咧。
We need to rise and stand up for the Lord in those times when we are fearful, in those times when we're emotional.
实在我哋要嚟去起嚟嚟去为主而活特别喺我哋落喺惧怕我哋落喺呢一啲嘅情绪里面嘅时候，我哋更加嘅。要嚟去起嚟为主嚟去而活。
And in those times when we are tired and the enemy is at hand.
甚至可能我哋活喺呢一个疲倦里面被仇敌嚟去试探嘅时候，我哋更加要咁样做。
Let's look at the next passage, just a little bit farther in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26.
我哋嚟去睇下一段嘅经文，马太福音第二十六章。
Chapter 26, verses 39 through 41.
马太福音26章第29到31节。
Chapter 26, verse 39. And he went a little beyond them and fell on his face and prayed,
saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as thou will." And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, said to Peter, "So you men cannot keep watch with me for 1 hour? Keep watching and praying that you may not enter in temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak."
39-41节。他就稍往前走，俯伏在地，祷告说：我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。求在来到门徒那里，见他睡着了，就对彼得说：怎么样？你们不能同我警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
I would say each day we have the same type of challenges and even decisions before us. Maybe not to this level extremity, if you look at it in the full context, but to a lower level though.
我实在相信我哋每一日都面临同样嘅试探，可能冇呢一度所记载嘅咁大。
We live such busy lives.
我哋实在生活都系好繁忙嘅。
We're tired people.
我们也是很疲倦的一群人。
So many activities going on. So much work.
有很多的工作要去完成，有很多的活动要去参加。
So much to do. We wish every weekend was a daylight savings extra hour weekend.
我们每一个星期周末都希望教宗有多一个小时给我们来用。
But in the midst of our busyness, the Lord does prompt us.
但是在我们这些繁忙里面，主是这样来跟我们讲。
He calls us to stand up and to arise.
他在那里来呼召我们要来起来。
But how do we respond?
那我们要怎样回应呢?
Are we those who are willing to wake up those few extra minutes early to spend time with the Lord?
我们是不是愿意来去 回应主，就是早几分钟起身，来去跟主有安静的时间呢？
Are we willing to take those extra 5 to 10 minutes to say hi to our neighbor who stops us as we're in the midst of trying to make up for how we're 10 minutes late going somewhere?
我们愿不愿意来去花5分钟的时间？ 来去跟我们的邻居有些交谈呢？定是我们因为我们迟了10分钟，所以就要赶来赶去呢？
Are we willing to testify for the Lord when we share a meal together, maybe with colleagues at work, with all the year-end parties, or with family members who do not know the Lord? Will we take the moment to say thanks to the Lord?
定是我们愿不愿意来去 花一些时间跟我们的亲戚朋友同事来去用饭，在那里跟他们分享主的见证呢？
Or will we have the discipline in the evenings when we want to rest, that we would turn off our devices, our televisions, whatever it is that we do to relax and spend time with the Lord to find relaxation, rest in Him?
或者当我们夜晚完成我们今天的工作，准备要去娱乐自己的时候，我们愿不愿意放下那个电话或者电视的遥控，来去花时间在主的话上面呢？
A brother and sister recently shared with us downstairs in a Friday night fellowship about a testimony of this elderly sister.
我们在星期五晚楼下 茶经里面有一个姊妹来去分享一个见证，关乎佢嗰个姐姐嘅事情。
Forgive me if I don't get this right because I was tired.
咁若果我复述呢个见证有啲咩错误嘅，希望呢位姊妹原谅我，因为我听嘅时候我自己亦都系好疲倦嘅。
But I capture the essence, and that is there is a sister who was older in the Lord, who was faithful in the Lord.
但我相信我是听到重点的，在这个见证里面有一个年长的姊妹，是在主里面的姊妹。
And yet now, at this point, at this juncture in her life, her struggle was to be able to go to church meetings.
在她的现今的境况里面，她的挣扎就是要不能够来到聚会。
It may seem a little strange and odd, particularly for those of us who are maybe a little bit younger.
可能年輕的可能不好明白。
But those who are older know that the aches and the pains that come with aging.
咁但係相信比較年長嘅就曉得年紀大咁身體就有好多嘅病痛。
And for this particular sister, it was at that point in her life where it was physically difficult, maybe uncomfortable, maybe even I don't want to say a hardship, but a challenge to be able to go to church meetings.
現今的境況裡面，身體裡面有一個病痛，使他很難來到這個聚會裡面跟弟兄姊妹一同相聚。
You know, we all have different obstacles. We all have different, you may say, excuses.
實在，我們每一個人都有不同的挑戰，有不同的藉口。
But the Lord knows this, and the Lord prepares us for this.
但是主認識我們。
And he would want us to learn just as he himself prayed back unto his father, not my will, but thine be done.
但是主實在希望我們每一個都向他來去學習，就好似主當日在客西馬利園這樣來去祈求，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
That we can let go of our fearfulness, that we can let go of our tiredness, that we can let go of our busyness.
叫我們能夠放低我們心裡面的懼怕，放低我們那個疲倦，也都放低我們的煩惱。
The Lord calls us to respond to Him.
主實在呼召我們來去向祂作出回應。
Even in those times when we are so weak and we just want to succumb to our flesh.
甚至當我們來去疲倦，甚至當我們要去服從我們肉體的時候。
And we know the story here that Peter and his friends did not just fall asleep that one time and the Lord had to come and remind him.
我們在這個故事裡面認識彼得和其他門徒不單止你在那裡沉睡一次。
Two times, three times.
是兩次甚至三次。
They fell asleep.
他們都那裡來去入睡。
But the Lord's call is the same.
但是主向他們呼召都一樣的。
He states it here this third time.
主在第三次的就跟他們這樣講。
In verse 46.
在第46節那裡講。
Arise, let us be going.
起來,我們走吧。
Why?
為什麼呢?
Because behold, the one who betrays me is at hand.
看啊,賣我的人近了。
The enemy is lurking.
仇敵在那裡去尋找要吞吃的食物。
And just waiting to have his way with us.
仇敵在那裡去等待機會,來去擒拿我們。
Hoping that we would succumb to fear or busyness or tiredness or whatever elseness there is.
仇敵在那裡等待我們,來去向這個懼怕。 向這些疲倦,向這些繁忙來去投降。
But praise and thanks be to God.
但是感謝讚美我們的主。
Because he does not leave us here helpless.
但是因為主不是就這樣留下我們,叫我們感到無助。
But in fact that he equips us with his own Holy Spirit.
但是主,你是為我們裝備祂的聖靈。
The Holy Spirit, he is our helper.
聖靈就是那一位幫助我們的那一個。
He is the one who will guide us back into all truth.
聖靈要帶領我們回到一切的真理裡面。
He is the one who will enable us to be able to glorify our Lord.
聖靈就是讓我們能夠有能力來去榮耀神。
If we would but let Him.
我們只需要讓聖靈在我們身上作祂的工作。
The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
我們的靈是願意,但是我們的肉體是軟弱。
I don't know how much we really appreciate that, those words there.
不知道大家明不明白這句話是什麼意思呢?
The Spirit that God places within each one of us is willing and at some level wants to know God, wants to respond to God.
就是神放在我们每一个人里面的圣灵是愿意的，是愿意叫我们来去认识神，来去荣耀神。
But many do not respond to God.
但是我们因着肉体缘故，就很多都没有作出这个回应。
And so their hearts become dull and even hardened.
所以我们的心就变得刚硬。
But thanks be to the Lord that the Lord has been merciful to us, that our spirit has been awakened. And because it has been awakened, we recognize who the Lord Jesus Christ is in our lives. He places his Holy Spirit within us.
但是感谢赞美主，我们的灵是被主来去叫醒的，他也都将圣灵放在我们的心里面。
As one who protects us and one who instructs us, as one who empowers us to be able to do the will of God.
圣灵在我们心里面来去保护我们，也都给我们有能力去做主要我们所做的事情。
Sometimes I don't think we appreciate how much and how valuable this, I want to say resource, really this person, this God called the Holy Spirit is in our lives.
很多时候我们不认识也都不宝贵圣灵在我们心里面这个事实。
The God whom we serve, the God whom we know is a jealous God.
就是我们这一位我们服侍的神是一个忌邪的神。
And he loves us to no end.
他是爱我们到底的。
He loves us with an unfathomable love.
他也都爱用一个不能不死的爱来去爱我们。
One that we really cannot understand completely, hardly.
我们是不能够完全明白这个爱。
And there's this verse in the book of James that I'd like us to just listen to. You don't have to turn there. And let me give you the context. It's James chapter 4, verses 4 and
5.
And it reads, "You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." And here's where it really is. Verse 5. Or do you think that the scripture speaks to no purpose? He jealously desires the spirit which he has made to dwell in us.
那里这样说，你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌么？所以凡想要在与世敌为友的，就是与神为敌了。第五节，你们想经上所说是徒然的么？神所赐住在我们里面的灵，是恋爱至于妒忌么？
It's that reminder in verse 5.
第五节就这样提醒我们。
About how much the Lord desires us.
在那里提醒我们，神是何等的来去嫉妒，为我们来去感到嫉妒。
In my footnotes, I have a translation for this desire that the Lord would have for us.
在我的翻译本里面，在第五节，那里有一个备注，这样讲到神是何等的来去希望得着我们。
And it reads in this way, the spirit which he has made to dwell in us jealously desires us. The spirit which he made to dwell in us jealously desires us.
在那一个备注就这样来去翻译，就是那一个神摆在我们里面的圣灵是为我们来去
The spirit that the Lord has given unto us, the third entity of the triune God, has this desire to dwell within us.
就是这个神赐给我们的圣灵，圣灵就是三位一体的神里面的一位，他是何等的盼望能够居住在我们里面。
That it's a, you may almost say it's a double desire, maybe a double jealousy.
或者在这里有一个双重的妒忌。
That is just not God the Father, but it's God the Holy Spirit. They're both jealous, and they've enabled, they've placed the Holy Spirit within us to dwell within us so that we may be able to know him and live out and carry out his word and his will.
咁喺呢度有一个双重嘅道具，就系父神为着我哋有嗰个道具，圣灵喺我哋里面，亦都有嗰一个嘅道具，就系圣灵要住喺我哋嘅心里面，使我哋能够向神有一个心嚟去跟从，嚟去为主为神而活。
And this Holy Spirit is exactly what we need in order to be those who could stand up for the Lord and become his friend rather than to become a friend of this world.
这位圣灵就是我们所需要的那一位，使我们能够与神为友，却要我们不是与世界为友。
We know every day we struggle with this battle between our spirit and our flesh.
我们晓得我们每一天都是有这个争战的，就是灵与肉体的争战。
In so many different facets and arenas of our lives.
在我们生活里面不同的地方都有这个争战。
In my workplace, I collaborate with a great set of people. They're smart, they're bright, they're talented.
咁我喺公司裏面同一班好聰明、好有才幹嘅人嚟去一同嘅做事。
They're hardworking, they're successful by the world standards.
咁佢哋亦都係好勤力嘅，咁喺世界嚟睇，佢哋亦都好成功。
But you know, I find it very challenging, and it's I'm sure a large part is my weakness, but I find it challenging to share the goodness of the Lord with them.
但係我就發現，同佢哋嚟去傳福音係好困難嘅。Because
I find time and time again in the instances when I have, it's usually just received half-heartedly.
咁我就發現，就係當我哋嚟去，當我嚟去同佢哋傳福音嘅時候，佢就將福音用一個半桶水嘅心嚟去接受。
Respectfully but half-heartedly.
咁佢可能嚟去好有禮貌，或同我講嚟去聽咗，但係佢就唔上心嘅嚟去聽。
That's great that you believe what you believe, and I'm going to believe what I'm going to believe.
咁佢會好有禮貌同我講，你能夠相信你嗰個信仰好事，咁但係我選擇嚟去相信我自己覺得要相信嘅。
So sometimes it gets a little bit tiring to want to deal with that.
咁我就因着咁樣就覺得有啲疲倦，你要咁樣嚟去面對呢一啲嘅福音朋友。
But the Lord reminds me, and I hope he reminds each and every one of you, that we still have a calling, a responsibility, privilege to be able to share the goodness of the Lord.
但係主就係嚟去提醒我，就係叫我看見。 我作為神嘅兒女，有嗰一個嘅責任，同埋有嗰個特權，嚟去將主嘅福音嚟去傳俾未信人聽。
Now, the past couple years, I've been working on a pretty challenging project.
咁過去幾年，咁我就喺一個好挑戰性嘅一個計劃工程裏面要去進行。
And it's taken a lot of time, and I have a very large team.
咁我就花咗好多時間。 咁我亦都有好多人要去同我嚟去做呢一個嘅工程。
From time to time, people will come up to me and say, I don't know how you do it, but you're doing a great job.
咁好多時候會有人嚟去同我講，我唔知你點樣做，但係你做得幾好。
And my initial thought is, I don't know how I'm doing it either. 99% perspiration, 1% inspiration. I have a great team, thank you.
咁我都唔知點樣嚟去回答佢，咁我就同佢講，我都唔知點解可以咁樣做嘅，但係我有一個好好嘅團隊，咁係團隊，係呢個團隊嚟去幫我咁樣做嘅。But
the Holy Spirit pricks me and reminds me. Now, here's an opportunity to testify from the Lord.
咁但係聖靈就提醒我，其實呢一個回應係一個傳福音嘅機會。
So I say, you know, I don't know how I do it, but it's by God's grace.
我就那一次就咁样回答，我都唔知我点解能够咁样做嘅，但系完全因着神嘅恩典，我能够咁样做。
And usually that does not evoke much of a reaction.
通常我咁样讲，通常其他人都冇乜回应。
But this past month when I said that, a person responded.
啊，咁啊，过去啊，啱啱嗰个月啊，咁我咁样回应啊，咁另外一人就有唔同嘅回应喎。
And he asked me if I was a believer in the Lord.
佢就问我你系咪信主嘅咧？
And so I said yes, and I found out he was also a believer in the
Lord. 咁我同佢讲啊，我系信主嘅，咁啊我就发现原来啊呢个人都系信主嘅。And
he said that was a real encouragement just to see. See that the kindness and the thoughtfulness that the Lord places within those who are His people.
咁我實在感到好勉勵，就係見到神係將信主嘅人放喺我身邊。In
the way that we deal, we interact, and we work with one another.
就係即使喺世界工作裡面，都能夠係用主嚟去回應。
Whether of the faith or not of the faith.
即使我们所面对的是信主不信主的。
So we were actually able to fellowship and even to spend time praying together.
因着这个交谈，我就认识了这个信主的弟兄，我们也有时间有交通，也有时间来去祷告。
And all it took were two or three simple words.
我就是因着我 顺从圣灵的带领来去讲了那几句话。
It was by the grace of God, God's grace.
靠着神的恩典。
We have to be reminded that we need God's grace.
我们实在要被提醒，我们需要神的恩典。
In order for the spirit within us to overcome the flesh that is also at work in us.
就是靠着神的恩典，使我们 能够让我们里面的灵胜过我们的肉体。Let's
take a look at this last passage here.
我们来去看最后那段的经文。Now
I go back to the Old Testament.
我们来去翻去旧约的圣经。It's
in 1 Chronicles.
在历代记上。
Chapter 28.
第28章。
I'm just going to read a few verses.
愿意读几节的圣经。
Chapter 28, 1 Chronicles, verses 9 and 10.
历代记上第28章第9和第10节.
As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a whole heart and a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands every intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be courageous and act.
我以所罗门啊，你当认识耶和华你父的神，诚心乐意的侍奉他，因为他监察众人的心，知道一切心思意念。你若寻求他，他必使你寻见；你若离弃他，他必永远丢弃你。你当谨慎，因耶和华拣选你建造殿宇作为圣所，你当刚强去行。
You may recall the story. It's a time when David is getting older.
大家可能记得那个故事的背景，就是当大卫年老的时候。
And the Lord has shown unto David all that he should do insofar as preparing a house for the Lord God.
主是让大卫来看见，他要怎样为神的殿来去作出预备。
And so David has made all the preparations, and now he is charging his son to carry on with the work.
咁大卫喺嗰度就为圣殿嘅建造预备一切。咁喺呢一段嘅经文，佢就祝福佢嘅儿子所罗门。So
he encourages his son to serve the Lord God with a whole heart and a willing mind.
喺嗰度，佢鼓励所罗门要诚心乐意嘅侍奉神。
To build a house for the Lord.
要为神来去建造殿宇。
But in order to do this, he had to be courageous and he had to act.
但所罗门要这样来去成就，他一定要刚强的去行。
As people, we are all building something.
我们作为人，我们今天活在这个地上，都是 嚟去建造嘅。
Whether we realize it or not.
或者你唔認識唔曉得，但我哋都係咁樣做嘅。
I think we all almost all know that we are building something.
我哋相信大家都明白我哋活著就係嚟去建造。
We build friendships, we build relationships.
我哋喺我哋嘅生活裏面，我哋嚟去建造關係，我哋建造友誼。
We build families, we build careers.
我哋嚟去建造我哋嘅家庭，我哋建造我哋嘅事業。
We build houses and homes.
我哋亦都建造我哋嘅家園。
The Lord graciously enables us to be able to build so much.
主喺佢恩典裏面容許我哋喺我哋嘅生命裏面嚟去建造咁多嘅嘢。
And as believers in the Lord, we also know that the Lord calls us to build something else.
但係我哋作為神嘅兒女，我哋更加曉得神呼召我哋嚟去建造一樣嘢。
That we would build up our spiritual lives.
我哋就喺嗰度要嚟去建造嗰個靈工。
And not only our own individual spiritual lives, but really this corporate life, this body that the Lord has placed in.
喺嗰度嚟去個人嚟講，要建造我哋嘅靈嗰一個生命。我哋喺團體裏面，亦都要喺嗰度建造主嘅身體。
That we would be like Solomon, who would build up the house of the Lord.
我哋要好似所羅門一樣。主要我哋嚟去为主嚟去建造殿宇，作为圣所。
While we are still young, while when we first recognize this call of the Lord,
就系当我哋仍然年轻嘅时候，我哋嚟要看见主向我哋嗰个呼召。
To those who are young and able physically and mentally, praise the Lord.
所以在座当中若果你系年轻。你有能力无论是身体上或者精神上能够有这个的精力的时候。
To those who are middle age and busy and tired, praise the Lord.
或者你是中年你很繁忙也都很疲倦我们为了你们也都感谢主。
To those who are older in age, maybe less physically capable, but with such a good heart,Praise the Lord.
或者你是年長，或者你身體沒那麼大能力了，但是心裡面仍然有那個心，我們也都為著你們來感謝主。
Now each one of us has something to bring to the Lord.
因為我們曉得我們每一個都有一些東西能夠帶過來，來到主的面前，來向他獻上。
And yet at the same time, each one of us lacks something.To be able to bring to the Lord.
我哋亦都曉得我哋每一個人亦都有一啲嘅虧欠嚟到主嘅面前。
But praise be to the Lord, because when we come together and we serve the Lord together, we can see the Lord's provision.
但係我哋感謝主就係當我哋每一個人盡我哋嗰份嚟到主嘅面前嘅時候，主就喺嗰度大大嘅嚟去供應我哋。
To the young, he will grant wisdom to others.
向嗰啲年輕嘅，主要將智慧嚟去賜過俾佢哋。
To the middle age, he will grant time, one way or another, even through others.
向嗰一啲中年嘅，好繁忙嘅，主要將時間嚟去賜過俾佢哋。
And to the elderly, he will grant strength.
向著嗰啲年長嘅，主要將年轻的力量赐过俾佢哋。
We know from this passage, this account of Solomon, that his father David had prepared all the resources that he needed in order to complete the task of building the house of the Lord.
我哋喺呢个故事，我哋认识所罗门嘅父亲大卫已经为佢预备一切建殿嘅物料。
If we're to look back at a few chapters in 1 Chronicles 22, we can see the listing of all that had been prepared.
我们来去看回
Verse 14, chapter 22.
历代记上第22章第14节那里就见到大卫为着建殿所预备一切。
Verse 14, 100,000 talents of gold, 1,000,000 talents of silver,
bronze and iron beyond weight.
在那裡看到有石像、有木像、有無數的金、銀、銅、鐵。
That's a almost unfathomable amount.
那裡實在不能夠想像那麼多的金銀。
100,000 talents of gold.
是無數的金銀銅鐵。
At 75 pounds per talent, we're talking about millions of pounds of gold.
那裡所說的是 10萬塔連德的金。
And that was just the gold.
And that was the silver. 除了金之外,亦都有銀。
Tenfold increase.
有10倍那麼多的銀。
Bronze and iron beyond weight.
銅銀,是數不到那麼多。
You jump back in verse 4, timber of cedar logs beyond number.
我們看第四節,那裡看到有很多嬌亂的木。
And then in other places, back in that account in chapter 28, we also see that it was not only the resources, the materials, but then also the workers.
我們曉得不單止是那些物料,大衛亦都為他們預備那些工人。
That the workmen, the stone cutters, the masons, the carpenters, they were skillful in every kind of work.
就是那些石匠、木匠，同埋一切能作各樣工嘅巧匠。
And not only that, as far as those who would build, but the plans were already laid out.
不單止是這些材料和人工那些全盤的計劃已經計劃出來了。
All the details.
一切那些仔細的資料。
Every aspect in regards to the pattern of the temple.
一切關乎建造殿宇的那個計劃。
And then even the priests and the Levites for all the service of the house of God.
甚至服侍在聖殿裡面的祭司和利未人一切的已經預備好了。
So it was all in Solomon's hands.
這一切都在所羅門的手上面。
It was all prepared for him.
這一切都為所羅門預備好了。But
he still had to do one thing.
但所羅門仍然要做一件事。
First Chronicle, chapter 22, verse 16.
歷代記上第22章第16節。
The second half of that verse.
是那一節的下半部分。
What is it that he still had to do? In spite of all these resources and all the preparation and the plans and the details that had been laid out for him.
在這一切已經預備好的事物裡面, 所羅門仍然要做什麼事情呢?
He was told to arise and work, and may the Lord be with you.
在那裡,所羅門要起來去辦事,願耶和華與你同在。
He actually had a big responsibility, even though so much had been prepared for him, he still had a responsibility.
即使一切的事物已經為他預備, 所羅門仍然有那個責任。
He had to command and direct all these people of all these resources to go and complete the work that had been entrusted to him.
他就要起來去辦事,叫這些人去用這些物料去建立這個殿宇。
The officials and all the people were entirely at his command.
這些工人,這些祭司,這些利未人 都是在那裡預備好來去聽所羅門來去指揮。
Likewise, the Lord God has done the same for us.
同樣,今日神亦都已經為我們預備好一切。
He has prepared everything for us.
他已經為我們預備好一切。
Now some of it he hasn't shown to us yet.
可能有一啲佢未向我哋嚟去啟示。
He's waiting for us to walk by faith, not by sight.
佢喺嗰度嚟去等候我哋嚟去凭信心，唔系却凭眼见嚟去活。
And to see what is ahead that he's going to give to us.
佢要我哋嚟去看佢已经为我哋所预备所赐过俾我哋嘅一切。
So he has everything prepared for us.
但系实在佢已经为我哋预备好一切。
In Christ Jesus.
喺基督耶稣里面已经为我哋预备一切。
And wherever it is that we lack,
无论我哋有啲咩嘅缺乏，
he will prepare a way.
主要为我哋预备，
and he will fill that gap.
佢要嚟为我哋嚟去补上嗰个嘅空缺。
So the question and the issue really isn't whether or not we have the resources or the ability.
所以喺嗰度嗰个问题，唔系我哋有冇嗰啲嘅资源嚟去作主嘅工。
The real question is, will we be strong and courageous and act and arise?
嗰个对我哋嗰个问题，就系我哋愿唔愿意有嗰一个嘅力量，有嗰一个嘅胆量嚟去起来，嚟去为主嚟去办事。
The Lord is calling each and every one of us today.
主今日喺呢一度嚟去呼召每一个起来，
to act,
嚟去办事，
to overcome all the fears and emotions that we may have.
喺嗰度嚟去面对我哋所有嘅惧怕，面对我哋里面所有嘅情感。
To be mindful and alert of the enemy.
叫我哋嚟去谨慎自守，嚟去警醒仇敌。
Yet to also be mindful and alert of the power of the Holy Spirit within us.
亦都叫我哋喺嗰度嚟去信服，嚟去听圣灵嗰个带领。
We need to rise up in all circumstances.
我哋要喺一切嘅情况里面嚟去起来。
And in all situations.
喺一切嘅境况里面，我哋要起来。
Especially in this time, at this juncture in human history.
特别我哋活喺呢一个好特别人类嘅历史呢一刻里面嘅时候。
When we know the return of the Lord is near.
我哋晓得主好快翻嚟啦。
When we see all the craziness in this world.
当我哋嚟去看见地上所发生好多好可怕嘅事情。
And even this pandemic that we've had to live through.
甚至我哋要活过呢一个疫情。
You know, the Lord has brought us through for a purpose.
我哋晓得神使我哋走过呢一切系有佢嘅美意。
Not everyone has been able to make it through.
可能有一啲唔能够走过呢一个疫情。
The Lord has allowed you and me to make it through.
但系主佢系容许你同我嚟去走过呢一个疫情。
What is it that the Lord is calling us to do?
当我哋嚟去咁思想嘅时候，主喺呢一度呼召我哋有咩回应咧？
How is it that we may arise and do the will of God?
我哋点样能够起来嚟去成作神嘅工，作神嘅旨意咧？
What acts of courage do we need to participate in order to build up the house of the Lord?
我哋点样喺呢一度能够刚强壮胆嚟去建造神嘅殿宇咧？
Let's close with a word of prayer.
我哋完结时候有少少祷告。
My Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you are so gracious to us.
天父，我哋感谢你向我哋系何等大嘅恩典。
And you take us even in all of our weaknesses.
主，求你接纳我哋，即使我哋系软弱嘅。
In all of our shortcomings.
即使我哋系卑欠嘅。
And even in this foreknowledge, yet you still call us to be holy and blameless, to be those who could serve you.
主，实在，即使我哋系何等嘅软弱。 你仍然嘅嚟去呼召我哋，叫我哋嚟去刚强壮胆，叫我哋嚟去过一个圣洁无瑕疵嘅生活。
May we take hold of this charge that you have given to us.
主，求你叫我哋找住你向我哋呢一个呼召。That
we would not just rest because we are children of God.
叫我哋唔因着我哋已经系神嘅儿女就停落嚟。
But that we would arise and act
佢係叫我哋能夠起來嚟去為主而活。
Because you are one who has shown us that we have a life that has overcome.
因為你已經向我哋啟示你嘅生命係活喺我哋裡面。
And that you would want us to walk along with you in that overcoming fashion.
你要我哋喺嗰度與你同行嚟去過得勝嘅生活。
So that you can accomplish all it is that you desire that is on your heart.
使你能夠成就你心意所渴求嘅一切。
Be gracious and merciful to us.
主求你向我哋施恩。
Grant us that heart when we are lacking.
当我哋嚟去缺乏嘅时候，求主你俾我哋有嗰个嘅心思。
Only you can do the work.
唯有你能够成就你嘅工作。
And we know you passionately and jealously want to do this work.
我哋亦都晓得你喺嗰度嚟去嫉妒为我哋嚟去嫉妒，要我哋要得着我哋。
So teach us to learn to say, not my will be done, but thine will be done.
主叫我哋能够学习主你自己咁样讲，唔系靠住我哋嘅意思，佢系靠你嘅意思。
Have your perfect way within us.
愿你嘅旨意喺我哋身上面运行。
We give you all the glory and the honor.
我哋将荣耀颂赞都归俾你。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
祈祷系奉耶稣基督嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.